really excited, Sam, to be chatting to not only one of the judges from The Voice, but also one-fifth of Good Charlotte. I'm talking about Joel Madden. Hello, Joel.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Yeah, really good, mate. Thank you so much for joining us. Big Good Charlotte fans. The new album, how exciting.
Yeah, thanks. We're really excited. First album in 6 years, and the five of us are all really happy to be back together, and we're stoked.
Youth Authority. So how'd you come up with that name?
I don't know. I didn't come up with it. Bitch came up with it.
Yeah.
I think it kind of sums up the, you know, our whole career and our whole existence as a band has been really, really because of the people that listen to our music, and you know, I think even with our going out and playing shows with this new record and the things that we've been seeing, is it's always because of the kids who listen to our music. So I feel like Youth Authority is like a concept and an idea that it makes sense for Good Charlotte and what our music has always kind of stood for.
Yeah, cool. Now the new single Life Can't Get Much Better, is this a reflection of where you guys are at the moment? You really are on top of the world, aren't you? 2 decades in the music industry, rock and roll legends. Is this how you're feeling?
I feel like that song probably sums up where we're at in our lives, you know. When you look, I think with this album, we were very reflective of like everything from our careers to where we've all kind of come from. When starting off this band, we were 16, you know, 20 years ago. And you know, we came from nothing, and we had nothing, and we made something out of nothing, you know. And I think the five of us feel extremely lucky to have each other, and extremely lucky to have had the opportunity to make music and to have the lives we have, but also now coming, you know, full circle and being grown ass men who are you know, raising families and trying to be positive in a world, in a kind of a cynical world. I think the message behind the song is important to us, because we feel like it's important to, in a time when the world kind of needs some positive and some love, we definitely feel good about trying to put that out.
Yeah. Do you feel nervous at all with the release of a new album? And the new single sounds awesome, by the way.
Thank you. No, we don't really get too nervous these days. We're pretty happy with the result, whatever it is, you know. We're not so aggressive as we were when we were younger. We're definitely not feeling like we need to take over the world or anything. We just feel like we're just going to put our record out, and we like our record, and we're excited to play the shows. And the shows we've been playing have probably been some of the best of our career. So that in itself feels like kind of a win. And the rest is kind of up to whoever, you know. We can't really control it. So all we can do is put the record out and play and, you know, be happy with it, and not much else we can do.
Last night, the 2016 Voice Grand Final, and congratulations to Alfie Akuri. But Joel, the show's really come alive since you and your brother have become involved. Is it as much fun to make as it is for us to watch?
Yeah, it really is, man. It's a really fun gig. Being able to kind of just, it's kind of like people get to see what we do at home when, you know, what we do every day in LA. We run a studio, we work with artists, we work with new artists. And so doing it on TV is fun. Getting to work with my brother's fun. And The Voice is just, it's always just fun. It's very light, it's very easy. It's not like, we can mess around and have a good time. And, you know, there are serious moments, but, it's all about music, so for us, it's a great time.
We're chatting to Joel Madden from Good Charlotte. He's joining us all this week on The Hot Breakfast. We'll talk again tomorrow, Joel.
Yes.